Hello, everyone. Jay Jacobs here with CMB High School Sports Show, part of the Winning Edge Sports Network. Today, we have a special guest, Coach Scott Early of the Westside Rams out of Anderson, South Carolina. Hey, Coach, how are you doing today? Great, great. First, Coach, congratulations last week on a very special rivalry victory over the Tijuana Yellow Jackets. My question is, how hard was it getting those young men to calm down this week after and focus on Abbeville?
It's a different feeling, but you have to really focus on attention to detail and, you know, get them back humble and under control. You're ready for another tough opponent tonight in Abbeville.
Oh, yeah. And who do you feel is the key players for Abbeville, and what does Westside need to do to stop them?
Well, I mean, you know, traditional graduate, you know, Abbeville's just traditional powerhouse in the state. You know, they sort of, you know, they reload instead of rebuild. And, you know, they're very, very physical. They're long, lanky, and have some really, really good players. You know, it's just one of those places in the state where the football is that important. And I think, you know, when you play people like that, it's good to play them because you can learn a lot from them, especially their mentality. So, you know, We take it as an honor to be able to play a game like this. Even though it's non-region, it really don't mean anything. It's something that can help you in the postseason.
That's very true. What was the biggest thing y'all worked on this week, especially after, you know, pretty much a dominating fashion win this past week also?
Well, I mean, that was a physical game, but got a lot of teams beat up, so that's my biggest concern this week is with that, a lot of our team guys. And they would practice and spend more time in the training room than they have in the weight room. So, you know, that's not good. But, you know, our players are resilient and, enjoy driving nights at 7:30. So, hopefully we'll have enough emotion and adrenaline and enthusiasm to overcome some of the banged up, bruised up guys that will be playing tonight.
And, Coach, tell me a little bit about some of the men on your team. I know you have several with D1 offers, and maybe just a little bit about them, maybe some of the schools that are after their talent.
Well, you know, Cutter Woods, our quarterback, that's 6'7" offers, and he's just a sophomore, and I feel like, you know, he's got a chance to be Power 5 quarterback before it's all said and done. And, you know, we've got, you know, our junior class is you know, loaded with ability, quick driver and speed, and Josh Williams, and Jameer Boston, D. Robinson, who's hurt, broke a bone in his foot, so he's out. But, you know, we've got some guys that have the potential to play, get to the next level, and, you know, they do a really good job of being, you know, good people off the field, on the field, in the classroom, and in the community. You know, we feel like our culture is really good, character level's really high. You know, they're focused on, you know, accepting the next challenge. You know, that comes tonight. So hopefully we'll be able to handle success. You know, in week one, I thought we did a great job of handling failure. And we, you know, after the Hannah game, now we got to do a great job of handling success. So.
Tell me a little bit about Cutter, Coach. He has a bright future ahead of him. We all know that. Things that you see in him that, you know, will make him a great college quarterback, but also some of the things you think he needs to work on to get to that next level.
You know, number one, he's a great human being from a great family with great moral, ethical standards. You know, in today's world, that's scarce sometimes, so I think it gives him a tremendous advantage.
Very true.
You know, and then, you know, weaknesses-wise, he's just all comes with maturity. I mean, he's a sophomore. He's just going to continue to get better and better and better. He works at it 365 and does, you know, what it takes to be one of those guys to have the opportunity to play at the next level.
And Coach, tell me a little bit about you. What got you into coaching?
Well, I don't know. I think coaching's a calling. I think, you know, when I was younger, college, Gardner Webb, that's just sort of what I set out to do at an early age. And I always felt like I could tell somebody how to do something better than I could do it myself. So
yeah.
It's just, you know, one of those things that over time, the maturation process has been a great, you know, 29-year run, and sort of at the end of my career. I was blessed to have some really, really quality coaches and good players that understand what the game means and what it can do for you later on in life.
Do you feel it's harder being a high school coach nowadays with the NIL and other things that are out there with these that are affecting college and high school football?
Business has probably changed over the last 5 years more than it did prior to 25. So it's different, but it's just like anything else. You got to monitor the Joneses and the time and everything. Obviously, nothing stays the same. You're either getting better or getting worse. So, we try to not complain about those things. Just try to get better.
If you could explain your coaching style, what would it be? Are you more of a smash mouth or open offense or?
I think at the high school level, you just sort of do what you try and feel dictates you have to do. I don't think we have to coach what walks through the door. And so, you got to be able to vary. So I'm a player's coach, obviously, but I don't have a style that's I'm locked into because every team's different. So
yeah. Finally, Coach, just want to thank you for your time on game day. I know you got a lot going on, and as a former Ram football player, I can tell you I appreciate what you've done for our program. My last question for you is, do you see yourself ever jumping to the college level? I know you said you've done it. You've been, coached for quite a while. Do you see yourself maybe going into college, maybe doing a little college coaching?
No, not at all. I've had a couple of those opportunities along the way. More of a family guy, and when you do that, it sort of consumes your life. You move around a lot. It's with me. I've always been pretty grounded in my faith and pretty comfortable in my own skin. So I, enjoy what I do and where I do it at.
Well, Coach, once again, I just want to thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll be at the game tonight, and hopefully we'll have a post-game interview with a victory, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach.